Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Greece says let voters decide euro debt settlements. World markets say not so fast. At the Wall Street closing bell, a loss of nearly 3%. Voters versus investors in Europe's debt crisis. Power to the people. Right on. Yikes. On this Wednesday, November 2nd, this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good power to the people morning, everyone. We're going to look at that Greek debt crisis in just a moment. Celeste Headlee is out on the West Coast for the next couple of weeks doing all kinds of fun stuff without me. You can find out just what she's doing by heading to our Facebook page. And what are you talking about this morning? The old motto, In God We Trust.
John from Danielson, Connecticut. And I say, instead of in God we trust, it's say, in the people we trust.
We've got a conversation going on that motto that Congress reaffirmed yesterday. In God we trust. You have an alternative? Go to thetakeaway.org and tell us, what do you trust? Let's begin with the headlines we're following this morning. Breaking news out of London a little over an hour ago, a judge rejected an appeal by WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in his fight against extradition to Sweden. It clears the way for Assange to be sent to Sweden to answer sex crime allegations. Assange has denied the charges and says the case is politically motivated. His lawyers say he will appeal one more time to the Supreme Court in the UK. To Greece now, where Europe's debt crisis may hinge now on voters, as we said. Power to the people in Greece, but it's got markets worried. Greece's cabinet has given unanimous backing to a controversial plan to hold a referendum on the European bailout package. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou will hold emergency meetings with French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel today on the sidelines of the G20 summit in France. This member of the Greek parliament tells our partner, the BBC, Greece's commitment to staying with the euro faces its first big political test now.
We are a metamodern colony in Europe with no national independence, and our prime minister is not Mr. Papandreou. Our real prime minister is Mrs. Merkel. She decides with Mr. Sarkozy what road will Greece follow.
Global markets have recorded big drops on the news, but they've rebounded somewhat this morning. We'll be following that all morning long. President Obama will be heading to France later today to be part of that G20 summit. The FBI has joined the investigation into MF Global, the bankrupt brokerage firm run by former New Jersey Governor John Corzine. They're looking into whether MF Global used its customers' money in trades during a last-ditch effort to save itself, and that would be a violation of federal laws. A huge withdrawal for Bank of America. It's dropping plans to charge that $5 monthly fee for debit card purchases after an uproar from customers and what it described as a new competitive environment. On Capitol Hill, the so-called super committee heard from past leaders of bipartisan panels. They urged the committee to reach for $4 trillion in deficit cuts over the next 10 years. One of the women who claims she was sexually harassed by Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain was given a year's salary as severance after she made her charges in the late 1990s. The woman's attorney says he's trying to get a confidentiality agreement waived so his client can respond to Cain's statement that the claims are baseless. Israel has increased settlement building in the West Bank and cut off funds to the Palestinian Authority after the United Nations body UNESCO granted Palestine full membership. And the Los Angeles Dodgers up for sale now. Major League Baseball and team owner Frank McCourt have finally reached an agreement to sell the team, which filed for bankruptcy protection in the midst of his messy, messy divorce back in June. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are up on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,657. The S&P opens at 1,218, and the Nasdaq begins trading at 26. 1906. Coming up this hour, in a field of physicists, he is truly a superstar. Brian Green from Columbia University joins us to talk about his new NOVA series. That's later this hour. We'll also hear about how San Diego has become the new home to thousands of Iraq refugees. We learn about the developing community there since the Iraq War. But first, the latest on Greece, the Eurozone, and its economic troubles. What's your connection to all this? Power to the people. Voters deciding a Eurozone bailout deal. Is that outrageous?